Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Teeth, The Story of Beauty, Inequality, and the Struggle for Oral Health in America by Mary Otto investigates how a part of the body many people treat as cosmetic is in fact deeply tied to pain, dignity, employment, and survival. Drawing on reporting about patients, dentists, public health leaders, and policymakers, the book shows how oral health sits awkwardly outside mainstream American medicine, with insurance gaps and fragmented systems leaving millions to delay care until problems become emergencies. Otto connects everyday experiences like cavities, braces, and missing teeth to larger forces such as poverty, race, geography, and political choices. She also explores how cultural expectations about a perfect smile shape opportunities and stigma, while the biology of dental disease quietly drives suffering in households that cannot afford routine prevention. The result is a wide-angle portrait of an often ignored crisis, explaining why mouths became a separate lane of healthcare and what it would take to change that. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a two-tier smile, how dental appearance became social currency. A central theme is the way teeth operate as a visible marker of status in the United States. The book links the modern ideal of straight, bright teeth to social acceptance and economic opportunity, showing how hiring decisions, customer-facing jobs, and even perceptions of character can be influenced by a person's smile. This creates a feedback loop. Those with resources can pay for orthodontics, whitening, and regular cleanings, while those without resources may carry visible signs of untreated disease that trigger judgment and exclusion. Otto examines how this beauty standard did not arise accidentally, but through historical shifts in dentistry, advertising, consumer culture, and the growth of elective procedures. The topic also addresses stigma. Missing or damaged teeth can signal poverty, addiction, or neglect to outsiders, even when the underlying causes are limited access to care, lack of insurance, or living in areas with few providers. By framing teeth as both health and appearance, the book highlights how inequality becomes literally visible, turning the mouth into a resume and a social filter. Secondly, why dentistry split from medicine and what that separation costs. The book explores the unusual position of dental care in American healthcare, where teeth are often treated as separate from the rest of the body for coverage, training pathways, and clinical systems. Otto traces how this divide developed historically and how it persists through insurance design and policy choices. The practical consequence is that many people who would never skip treatment for an infection elsewhere in the body routinely postpone dental visits because coverage is limited, out-of-pocket costs are high, and provider networks are uneven. This separation also distorts how problems are handled. Dental pain may send people to emergency rooms that can offer temporary relief but not definitive dental procedures, leading to repeat visits, persistent infection, and avoidable suffering. The topic emphasizes that oral disease is not isolated. Gum disease, infections, and chronic inflammation can interact with broader health conditions, while medications and systemic illnesses can worsen oral problems. By showing the institutional reasons teeth became excluded, the book makes clear that the divide is not natural, but constructed, and therefore changeable. Thirdly, poverty, geography, and race, the access barriers behind dental disease. Otto details how oral health outcomes track closely with income, neighborhood resources, and racial disparities. The book describes barriers that accumulate over time. Families without paid leave cannot easily attend appointments. Transportation and childcare obstacles compound missed care. Rural areas and underserved urban communities may lack enough dentists who accept public insurance, and patients may face long waits or travel long distances for basic services. These constraints shift dental care from prevention to crisis management. When cleanings, fluoride treatments, and early fillings are unaffordable or unavailable, small problems become major infections requiring extractions or complex procedures. The topic also highlights how policies around Medicaid dental benefits vary by state and frequently change, creating instability for both patients and clinics. Structural inequities can show up in childhood, where school-based programs and community water fluoridation may be inconsistent, leaving some children protected and others exposed. By following real-world pathways into dental emergencies, the book frames tooth decay and tooth loss not as personal failures, but as predictable results of systems that ration care by zip code and bank account. Fourthly, the hidden public health system, fluoridation, prevention, and community measures. Beyond individual dentistry, the book examines prevention as a public health project and the controversies that surround it. Water fluoridation, sealants, and community programs are presented as population-level tools that can reduce cavities and narrow disparities, especially for children who might not otherwise see a dentist regularly. Otto explores how these interventions became part of American public health and why they remain politically contested in some places, despite broad support among many health experts. The topic emphasizes that prevention is both scientifically grounded and socially dependent. It requires stable municipal infrastructure, public trust, and sustained funding, as well as coordination among schools, health departments, and clinicians. The book also points to the limits of prevention when daily living conditions work against health, such as diets shaped by food insecurity or limited access to healthy options. By treating oral health as a community issue rather than only an individual responsibility, this section underscores a key argument: the most effective solutions often happen upstream, before pain begins, and they can be designed to reach people who are otherwise locked out of routine care. Lastly, paths to reform, coverage, workforce innovation, and integrating care. The book considers what meaningful change could look like, weighing policy reforms and practical innovations. A major element is insurance and benefits design, including the reality that many adult dental plans are limited and that public coverage can be fragile. Otto discusses how strengthening dental benefits, aligning them with medical care, and treating oral health as essential could reduce emergency crises and long-term costs. Another angle is workforce capacity. The book highlights debates about expanding who can provide certain basic services, such as through mid-level dental providers and community-based models, to reach areas where dentists are scarce. Integration is also key, bringing oral health screening and prevention into primary care settings, improving referral systems, and ensuring that chronic disease management includes attention to the mouth. The topic recognizes political constraints and professional disagreements, but it frames reform as achievable through targeted steps rather than a single miracle fix. By connecting policy to lived experience, the book argues for changes that prioritize prevention, dignity, and access, and that treat dental pain as a public problem worthy of the same urgency as other medical needs. In conclusion, this book fits readers who care about health policy, social inequality, and the everyday ways systems shape human well-being. It is also valuable for clinicians, public health students, journalists, and anyone who has postponed dental care because of cost, fear, or lack of coverage. The benefit is practical and perspective-changing. It helps readers understand oral disease as preventable, common, and tightly connected to broader health, while also clarifying why the United States created a structure where teeth are often excluded from essential care. That understanding can inform personal decisions about prevention and advocacy, from supporting community programs to paying closer attention to how benefits are designed at work or in local government. Compared with many books on healthcare that stay abstract, Otto's approach stands out for focusing on a concrete, relatable body part and using it to reveal the mechanics of inequality. It also differs from dental guides that emphasize individual habits without addressing access and policy. The result is a compelling case for reform that feels immediate, human, and worth owning for reference and discussion. If you would like to support Mary Otto, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.